Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady, back for another week, recapping the show, reporting live to you from my bunker, and I'm here, as always, with your favorites and mine, Keith, Mally, and Henda. Hello.
Oh, you are in good spirits. Look at Keith's face. He's just like, what do we do, Bianca?
Yeah, that's not the computer sound doing it. That is her voice.
Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. Let me just ask you, how are you guys doing this week? Oh, same as last week. Still inside, huh?
Well, you know what? Then it's on brand that you're last week on Keith and the Girl because you already did your homework.
I know. Let's just re-release the last week's episode, you know? What's the fucking difference at this point?
Let's see if anybody notices.
They won't.
I keep getting, I get the newspapers, and they really are the same. Page one, we still don't know. Page two, pray for the nurses. Page three, weird but true, and it just says, crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think the rainy days, today was a rainy day, and I call those the double whammies because you can't really, you feel more trapped on those rainy days.
Yeah, but you also are like, ooh, maybe everybody will stay home and we'll get one less day at the end or something. Or maybe that's my glass half full and it's very annoying and everybody wants to stab me right now.
Well, you know, Hemda, my glass is usually half full. But right now I feel as though my glass has been taken from me and thrown off a cliff. So, you know, it's all about perspective. That's no, true. I'm fine. Everything's great. And I don't want to bore you with the details. What have I been doing? Huh? I don't know. What do you think? Making macaroni, watching TV. Oh, look at that. I talked to my friend on the phone. Huh? Look at that. I went outside and stood there for 5 minutes. Oh, look at that. I'm back inside. I'm eating chips. I mean, oh, I picked up a book. I read 2 pages. I got distracted. And now I put it back on the shelf, continue to play Candy Crush Soda Saga. You know, it's like, what else is there? Thank God I'm on antidepressants or else this would be bad.
This is antidepressant, Bianca.
Yes. I mean, I'm like being medically helped right now. I'm being chemically enhanced.
Are you washing your own stuff in your house because you're compromised?
What do you mean washing my own stuff? Like my butt?
I meant like your underwear.
No, I have gotten my laundry done once.
Okay.
And I have a lot of underwear. So far, it hasn't been an issue, but I'll drop it off again if I have to.
My laundromat just closed, is what I'm saying. So I happen to catch it just in time, but I can picture a world where I realize we don't need underwear.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really need it. I mean, you need it because you have to change yours 15 times a day, all know.
Right. I like to be clean.
Yeah. So, I mean, none of us need it.
Right.
What do we need it for? Keep up appearances? Who's going to know?
Yeah, everything is going to change. We just talked about this on Keith and the Girl, but we're going to find out the bad news is going to be the jobs we don't need. A lot of people are going to be out of jobs because we didn't need you to answer the door. but I'm also not going to need my barber. I got an electric razor and realized how to do it myself for the first time in my life, et cetera.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad that they won't get to hang out with you anymore over there at the barber shop. I feel bad for them.
You know what? I'm the worst barbershop customer because I will make, they think like, what are you getting paid for? We shave your head. So they have to me, they make up extra dialogue. I'm like, no. And it's always dumb. It's always blue collar in the worst way. Do you know what I mean? It's always so down to earth. We can be real. And it's like, yeah, who knows? Louis C.K. controversial.
Yeah.
Just shave my fucking head. Yeah.
Yeah. Down here in the fields. I fought for my meals.
Yeah, right. What do you think about Bruce Springsteen? I go, no, what do you think? You're the one taking a razor to my neck. What do you think? Yeah, exactly that.
Same here, buddy.
I think 8 out of 10, too. I was going to say 8 out of 10, just like you. Can we finish this?
My hair is a little bit
country and a little bit, it's country and rock and roll.
It's a little bit off its game. Wow. And go ahead, Hemda.
I just totally different, but you know, I guess what's different for me is I have to apologize to Starbucks. I assume they're going out of business because
you made your own coffee.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you. Now, some people are learning how to make a sandwich. I made coffee.
Is it going to be, like, let's take Starbucks as an example. You get out of quarantine, it's first thing you go for is Starbucks. Will it be like being on a diet and Oreos is fine chocolate cake? Or will we go, wait, who cares?
God, I hope the latter, but I keep hoping the latter for Diet Coke. And every time I try Diet Coke, I'm like, oh, God, I made a mistake. I did it wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I treated myself to takeout this weekend for the first time in weeks. And it was Mexican, it was enchiladas, it was cheesy and saucy and delicious, and I didn't have to cook it. And it was really good. So I think I'm going to like Starbucks again and barbershops after all.
All right. We'll see. Who knows?
Safe. Yeah.
Seems like you guys have been super busy, though, and preparing for Keith and the Girl Week. So I bet the page is just flying off the calendar, you know, like, sunrise, time lapse, sunset. Hemda's been at the computer. No time for lover day. Keith's there. You know, he did something too, I assume.
I'm sure.
But it seems like you guys have a lot on your plates, right?
Yeah. I really thought I would have more time. But yeah, we did the switch to Keith and the Girl virtual week pretty late because, you know, for a little we were holding on hope. And then when it was obvious that we couldn't do it in person. We didn't know how to switch it over virtual until the ideas came to us of 4 straight consecutive days of events. And then we have to put all that together in a new way.
A nightmare.
I thought we were already so online, you know, as a people. But right. Turns out, it's a new world still. Yeah. It's like we got a refrigerator when we used to use an ice box or something. It's just, it still keeps things cold, but oh shit, this is real.
Well, it excites me that Henda has it figured out better than SNL did, you know? Like, all right, I don't know what you said, Ginsburg, put a microphone, you know?
Well, honestly, yeah. Shout out to Xerxes, you know it, you know it.
Gotta say it, can't let it go unsaid. Shout out to Xerxes. Today, tomorrow, the next day, yesterday, every day, shout out to that man.
My name is Keith Malley, and I do know your boyfriend.
Shout out to Xerxes.
All right, shall we?
We have to, Keith. Thank you for moving me briskly along. My depression, I forgot about my own catchphrase. We do have to talk about the previous week's Keith and the Girl shows. That's what we're here for. Enough dilly-dallying. Thank you. And we're starting with episode 3,255, The Mask.
Yes, that was just with Henda and myself.
And of course, that's a reference to the mask that everybody has to wear. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling people who may be listening to this 100 years in the future. This is the great viral pandemic of 2020, and people are wearing cloth masks in public. Okay, go on, Keith.
Right. Have you been outside, first of all?
Sure have.
For the doctor, right?
Been to the doctor, yeah. Been on a couple walks. I did go to the grocery store yesterday, even though it was a little scary. I still did it. I had to wait in line to get in, but what are you going to do?
Are people distancing in line?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay, cool.
Yeah, everybody. People are behaving for the most part. What's funny is that now it ends up being one line, and then it's going to separate to the 5 different cash registers, and then people play dumb like they don't know there's a line. but you saw the line was out by the vegetables, so you know there's a fucking line. Do you wear a mask, Bianca?
Oh yeah, and of course. Gloves.
Do you see people without masks? Like, how are they even comfortable? Just wear it. Why don't you feel like an asshole?
My favorite type of person, though, a new New York City archetype, is a person with the mask pulled low around the chin, smoking a cigarette.
Yes.
That person is my hero.
Right. They're like, it's not the same. It's not the same thing when I, right? No, the mask is for the virus, but it's okay if I smoke.
Yeah. The cigarette stuff, that's for me.
Right.
I mean, as a former nicotine addict, I applaud them, and I am impressed and jealous every day.
How long has it been now, no smoking?
Well, I haven't smoked for probably like 7 years, but I just
nicotine lozenges, right?
Lozenges like 2 years ago, maybe less. I don't know.
Okay, now I was here for the beginning of this very show, but how are you? And do you feel like, hey, a little lozenge here and there isn't going to kill anybody?
You know, I have thought about it. And I had to, so once I quit lozenges, I had to go on to chewing gum. Right. But then I had to quit that because it was giving me a stomachache because I was chewing too much. Mm. So then I started eating candy. But then I had to stop with that because it was making me
go to the
dentist. Chunky. Mm-hmm. So now I have nothing. Again, the glass, it was half full. It's now at the bottom of a ravine. I did love this episode where you talked about how everything is bad and Louis C.K. has a new special. So that's good.
Ta-da!
Also, even in light of the current viral pandemic, you managed to talk about all the child molesters that are popular and successful even with the crimes that they've committed. So thank you for staying on brand, Keith. That's good.
Well, yeah, people need to understand it's still the same world we live in. It almost makes them feel like, okay, it's not a dream.
Yeah. No, thank you.
No, that's definitely the feeling we get. Yes, Keith, you are very aware of your surroundings and the tone and everything.
It's funny seeing Louis C.K.'s email and you're like, just one line about what happened. Even that'll piss me off and you minimalize it, but you don't even mention it. You come out with your holier than thou attitude that you always had, you know, even when I liked them. And it's, there's two types of people in this world. There's the ones that can't laugh at anything. And there's ones that can laugh, especially during terrible times. No one's wrong. I happen to be in the jerk-off camp. Anyway, my new special is $8 this year. Fuck you.
You're gonna love it.
Right.
He's saying you're gonna love it or you can't take a joke.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
like,
always gaslighting us a little bit.
I mean, it's the same thing that he did with his penis. His penis is out and it's like, you can't take a joke or you take yourself too seriously or what did I do? It's always like, oh, it's such a victim space of, hey, I'm just trying to keep the world light and friendly. And if you don't like it, you're just in another camp that nobody likes.
Yeah, come on, loosen up.
Right. What do you? Oh, he takes out his penis, and you cringe, and he calls you a prude instead of just.
Come on, it's $7. What's $7? Right. You know, he tried to sell his penis for $7, and somebody said maybe $6.99, maybe.
I mentioned Rosemary's Baby and Roman Polanski and Woody Allen.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
That was I did
recall those great men into my mind. Oh, yeah, this 13-year-old girl raped by this guy living large in the south of France. I watched a movie by him, and it's and not only is it a movie by him, it's scary, you know, as if he hasn't done enough. He's got to also scare me. That's just rude.
I think there is something to, you know, maybe it's always in hindsight, but I think there is something there to the artist work, like Louis C.K. surprise when it was a more innocent time. All this stuff was about the jerking off and men being a danger to women. It's like, surprise, surprise. Well, surprise, surprise, Rosemary's Baby, Roman Polanski is directing a movie where this woman gets raped by Satan.
You think it's like a right what you know thing?
Yeah, I do. Like, why did that come to him? Like, how many rape stories do you have in you? You know?
But does anyone really have consensual sex with Satan?
No, she was passed out.
Yeah. Satan, it's different. It's Satan rules. It's different.
So, you know, I was just saying, you're Mia and you dealt with Roman and Woody Allen. So I wonder, you know, if you go to her house during, you know, trick or treating and she slams the door in your face, just understand she's in a bad place.
You see, this is my fault because I sent Keith the dealer's number. And he bought a large amount of marijuana, like we're all buying groceries in large quantities. And this is what he thinks about when he gets high. He's like, I wonder how Mia's feeling. And then he puts her picture on the board and then starts connecting it with red thread and then comes back and reports about how she must be feeling.
Yeah. So I sent her a letter. I said, hey, I get it. And do whatever you want forever.
Well, she's no picnic either, you know.
I wouldn't be surprised. No shit.
Yeah. I'm moving deep into the woods.
If she cut line at the grocery store, I'd be upset. And then I figured it was me, and I'm like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Good case.
I get that.
Yeah. You give out victim passes now?
I'd go 7 feet apart. I don't give a fuck. Okay.
You're so nice.
Well, you do your part. You know, it's called
$6.99 for my spot in line.
The poll was, do you wear a mask when you go out in public?
Yes.
Yes, no, or I literally don't go out in public in any way. Getting rid of the I literally don't go out in public in any way, it's 50-50 on people wearing the mask.
Huh. Maybe because they don't know where to get it from?
Maybe they just mean their yard, but I'm clear. I'm saying in public, so at this point, you're just an asshole.
Hmm.
Right?
Maybe they live in one of those places that you love so much, Keith, where the pandemic didn't even bother to go.
Guess.
Nah, then they're too busy for this poll. Come on.
right.
All right, moving on.
Yes.
Episode 3256. This is Man on the Moon Part 5 with Dave Hill, Chris Gersbeck, Jake Flores, Alex Patak, Kyle Thompson, and Laura Regan. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those classic Keith Dad email compilations where we get to really just get hammered over the head with it, you know? Space it out over months and then collect it all together in a big pile of garbage and just shove it down people's throats. That's what I love about this episode is that it's unyieldingly terrible. You know, star-studded. Can't deny that. Dave Hill's nothing to sneeze at. So how do you feel putting that together? Like you're wasting your life or no?
I love it. As I explained there, I'm in a place now where finding out more bullshit from him is funny and even pleasurable.
Yeah. Hemda, do you like being associated with this?
You know, it's a very weird, like if you told me that this was the cure to understanding and to initially understanding love in a very, very terrible way that will ruin my life. And this is the cure for that. I would have been like, nah, it's got to come in a pill or something. This is terrible. But this is really the cure. It's the cure for your bad childhood. It's the cure for my bad childhood. It's I think it makes Keith a better person somehow. It seems like this is, you know, directly from the devil's ass, but really, I think this is what God is. So I don't know, maybe Keith, Easter, but
Keith is very lucky to have you. I just want to get that out in the open. No, I didn't. I loved it. And I love everything you do.
What don't you like? Because you get the gist and it's too much, or you don't like all the weirdness?
So I'm like, this. Oh, yeah. God. Keith's insides are they're all messed up, and I'm so sad, and I have nowhere to go, and I can't look at anything beautiful, you know? I would like to go to Italy. I would like to go to Hawaii. I would like to see the ocean again. Will I ever? I don't know. I'm stuck inside with you and a supercut of your dysfunction, and that's where my life has led me, and that is what I'm saying. It's not about you. It's about me.
Right.
And you're right. It's not your fault. It's my fault, my own fault, for leading myself down this path.
I would use all of that as my blurb. Starting with the stuttering and stammering, ending with, I want to go to Italy.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to take that as a positive.
Yeah, no, it's great. What was the poll for that one?
There was none. We let people breathe during those ones. Yeah, thank God. Am I going to come up with one poll? Murder? Okay? Yes, no.
Yes, no. Okay, moving along.
Yes.
Episode 3257. I listened to it just today. Danny is the asshole with Danny Vega.
His old titles, there was Who's the Ass? Am I the Asshole? Based on his show. Then what was it after that? Who was the Asshole?
One was, Are You the Asshole?
Are You the Asshole? One was We're All the Asshole. And that we finally got to Danny is the Asshole in this series.
I feel like I was pretty early on this when I criticized his use of Yelp. Mm-hmm. Remember that many moons ago?
Like, why are you so that you're going to tell everybody what's right and wrong in a restaurant?
Nailed it.
Yeah.
But I loved how he tried to make it seem like the I am the asshole scenarios that he was posing to you were not written by himself.
Right.
And at one point, the first one, you guys were like, Monty, you buddy, this is you writing this. But the second one, Keith, you just started in on this person, you know, and then turns out it's Danny.
Yeah, the April Fool's story. Somebody said, but why can't I do an April Fool's joke on April Fool's from the name of my company? And I explained that you should be fired for not even understanding why. You obviously have some PR type position that you're the joke teller now. And then after a whole diatribe, he goes, actually, I wrote it. I'm like, well, can't back off now. Here you are in front of me. Let me say the same thing in different words, you fucking idiot.
That's like telling your boyfriend, what if, let's say a woman of like 44 years old cheats on you, but, you know, you were kind and again, like just all these scenarios. The boyfriend goes, yeah, I would hate that person and never want to talk to them again. Okay, just taking a poll. Thanks, bye.
Right.
just want to thought I'd throw that out. You want to watch Fatal Attraction for no reason?
But instead, every so often, you would try to defend this person. You know, like, Tom Brady had problems in his marriage, and now they're only stronger? Mm-hmm. Like, what?
Yeah, start quoting Esther Perel everywhere.
Right.
I just think it's funny how nervous some people are to leave their house who don't have literal cancer. And are actually probably going to be fine, even if they get the, I mean, yes, it's scary. Of course, it's scary. And you don't have, and you're, he's doing a great thing by not leaving his house. But, oh my God, I wish I could just give him a little kiss on the forehead and say, you know what? You're probably going to be fine. And life has been kind to you, sir.
I would like to give him a kiss on the forehead and then sign him up to Instacart as a person who goes, gets me my groceries.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was told to stay. He's like the first person in the world told to stay home. He goes, hey, I know people
Not because of Corona. This was last year.
Because he was being annoying.
I read up about this, and he would keep backing away from people, and they're like, just go home. You're weirding everybody out.
You look like you travel internationally. I'm going to have to go.
Right.
What?
Right. Is woo flu racist to say? Why is it?
Yes.
Why?
Because
it's putting the responsibility in a place where it just makes it dangerous for those people. And it's not true.
Yeah, but we're not mad at the, but I see that it's between Chinese virus and saying woo flu, I think.
Just because it rhymes, it's more fun.
Woo flu rhymes and you're upset at the woo market. Chinese just makes racist people see all Asians and Chinese.
But woo is Chinese.
I follow. Okay. I'm just saying it takes a lot of work for racists to get there with woo flu. That's what I would think.
Oh, no. Racists get there faster than you think, I think.
All right. Good for them. Okay. For them.
Yeah. They're pretty quick on that.
All right.
Then they got their finger on the trigger.
Wow. Terrible timing for this tattoo, but all right.
Keith, if you don't think it's racist and you feel comfortable saying it with that face and head of yours, then, you know, God bless you.
Well, the good news is when I leave my house, I have a mask on anyway, you know, so.
And whatever. The good news is God will bless you. So we're never going to, we're never going to get away from that.
Yeah.
We talked during that show about Bernie Sanders dropping out of the 2020 presidential race. More fun news for Bianca?
Oh, yeah. You know, great. Good to remember, you know, that corn pop. And that swimming pool with the pomade many moons ago. And I think I might write in a vote for Corn Pop if I can on my ballot because of everything that he did to make Joe into the man he is today with the pomade and the razor, put it in a rain barrel, make sure it's nice and rusty. I love democracy. The way that it's always fair.
Right.
I'm sorry.
It's the worst idea, right? Democracy.
No, it's a good idea. It's just, it's been a little bit corrupted. Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, podcasting is a good idea. Should we just get anyone to do one or should we think it out a little bit?
Good question.
Now, that only sounded deep. You guys shouldn't that. You should just be like, next thought. Let's briskly, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, any day could be our last day. I don't want to be rude, you know?
Oh, now? Okay.
Yeah, things are different.
I don't think that he's going to be on the ballot, though. That's what dropping out means.
I think he will be because I assume it's too late. If this is recorded on April 13th and we vote in New York on April 19th, he's already on the ballot.
I don't know, but can we write in? Because I thought that's what you would be doing.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
I don't write in. Nobody's going to write in, so I'm not going to write in because that's not going to do anything. But if his name is on there, I'm going to vote for it.
I'm going to write in Corn Pop.
No, I might do that.
As I said. Right. Yeah.
Corn Pop's son. You know, it's like, or his wife, right? Sometimes these political guys, they die and then they give it to the wife as if it's in the blood, even though they're not family. Maybe that's what we do. We find Mrs. Pop, see what she's up to. She has the slickest hair in town. And we go, hey, what do you got? What are your plans?
When Corn Pop died, he left all of his pomade to Mrs. Corn Pop so she could continue his legacy.
My first idea, right, and the vice president, they always have their little projects. His project will be, allowing pomade in pools. Piss, pomade, he doesn't care.
Well, I just saw that Bernie Sanders got on the net with Joe Biden to be like, please vote for my friend Joe, you know, please don't be an idiot.
Right. And then Joe sniffed, you know, Bernie's hair. That was a little weird, but he still gave the endorsement. That was nice.
You have to. What are you going to do? You're not endorsing Joe. In a way, you're endorsing Trump.
Well, it's so stupid that democracy is dumb because it's so stupid how people need to be told. Oh, Bernie likes him. Okay, I'm in. Well, what was the other fucking choice? Now it's a big deal that Warren didn't yet endorse Biden. Okay, that's you should, but why? Who gives a fuck? I like Warren too, but who gives a fuck what she has to say? That wouldn't change a thing at this point, but that's what you need because everybody's so fucking stupid.
Yes,
how do you not say that? How do you not lose your shit on the campaign trail? Just go, everybody's so fucking stupid.
I think Keith needs a timeout in a movie theater to collect himself.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, everybody's dumb. What are we even doing?
Yeah.
What are we
doing? Sorry, Keith. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
It wasn't me.
Thank you.
I didn't plan it like this.
Well.
I said to everybody, I said, quit it. Keith's going to get mad.
Yeah.
If you keep going on the way you are.
And they kept going. And they kept going.
And they didn't listen to me for one goddamn second.
Well, it's a crazy time for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
But Danny Vega is the asshole. I think that much is clear.
We established it scientifically.
But he's very sweet and a great guest. And
it was so much fun.
Yeah, it was so fun to listen to him. I'm JK kidding. Danny Vega, you're my best friend. I love you.
The poll was, are you a COVID-19 asshole? And we think people would understand from the show. It means, do you go out and bump into people, not wear a mask when it's crowded, that kind of thing. Whatever somebody thinks it means yes or no. Only one person said, yes, I'm a COVID-19 asshole. I wonder what that means. What if it's like a murderer? Like, what does it mean? Yeah, I'm a real dickhead out there.
Yeah.
I throw kids in ditches.
Hey, know thyself, you know?
Right, that's true.
What was the poll?
That was the poll. Are you an asshole?
Oh, right, right, right. Duh. I'm a COVID moron.
but what was the poll, though?
But what? Can we review the poll?
Okay, but how many people
said
yes?
Get back to the poll. We have to check the numbers. So, guys, I'm so excited for Keith and the Girl Week coming up. Nervous. I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm excited. I think I'm going to be terrible. I think I'm going to be awesome. You know, it's like a constant sort of what's it going to be like? You know, am I going to embarrass myself while flat on my face in front of other talented people who do not know who I am? So we'll see. And I hope everybody listening to this remembers that it's going to be awesome and they're going to tune in.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Are you going to fix your hair?
Wow.
I don't have to answer that.
No, you don't. No, I didn't have to ask it.
Well, you're part of two of the events. And the next Last Week episode is going to be part of KATG Week. Also, if you're able to listen to this show, you get a free ticket. You just have to claim it. KeithandTheGirl.com/free VIP. We got to close up those tickets soon because, you know, technology has to happen in the back end and blah, blah, blah. So KeithandTheGirl.com/free VIP. I don't have to say on this show if you're a VIP member because if you can hear this show, you qualify, but only now. It's going to be so much fun. All the info is there. KeithandTheGirl.com/free VIP.
I've been writing my roast jokes.
How's that going?
Well, I watched pretty much every YouTube of Don Rickles that there is.
And hey, so you hockey puck Billy Presida.
So I think I'm going to be great.
Perfect. Perfect.
I've channeled his spirit inside of me.
Her whole thing is just racist.
No, except for that.
Right.
Right. There's so much left after that.
Well, a couple good ones.
Well, thank you, Bianca.
No, thank you. Thank you. I feel so much better. Thank you so much for having me. Oh, my gosh. Wow. What a great show. Wow. Oh, we're all together, even though we're apart. I love it. Okay.
Bye. I feel like we should stay here. Should we just stay here?
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun or else I'll go on a murdering spree. KeithandTheGirl.com.